He came to the river Godavari. The ancient name was Vidyanagar. Today, the name of the place is Rajmundri. He took his bath in the river Godavari, and then he crossed the river Godavari to a place called Kavur. And there he took his bath again. And then he went to a secluded place, and he sat there, chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And he was waiting. And very soon, there was a very, very elegant procession with Brahmins chanting mantras and musicians playing instruments, and on a beautifully decorated palanquin was the governor of Madras, whose name was Ramananda Rai. Ramananda Rai came off of his palanquin and took off his beautiful clothing, and he went to take his bath in the river Godavari. And he began to offer his prayers and perform his oblations. And then he came out and he saw the most beautiful, effulgent, golden form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just sitting and waiting for him. And Ramananda Rai, with great respect, approached Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya asked, "Who are you?" And Ramananda Rai replied, "I am a very low servant of yours. I am from the lowest Sudra community. My name is Ramananda Rai." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy to meet him. He immediately got up and embraced him. And as they embraced, their ecstasies of love was so great that tears were flowing and all the symptoms of love of God were manifested to their extreme degree on their bodies. And they couldn't even speak. In choked voices, they were just trying to say, "Krishna, Krishna." And meanwhile, the Brahmins standing around, they were completely bewildered. They were thinking that this Ramananda Rai is a Shudra. Why is a sannyasi embracing a Shudra? This is against the rules and regulations of the scriptures. And Ramananda Rai is a very great Mahapandit, an aristocrat. Why is he embracing the sannyasi? And what is this we're seeing? They're crying, they're shaking, they're trembling, they're choking in their voices. They could not understand. But actually, Ramananda Rai in the spiritual world is Vishakha, one of the most intimate maidservants of Srimati Radharani. And she incarnated in this form. And of course we know Lord Chaitanya is the combined incarnation of Radha and Krishna. So actually it was Radharani meeting Vishakha for the first time during this incarnation. This was the ecstasy of love that they were experiencing, which no mortal in this world can possibly comprehend. So as they were exchanging these loving sentiments with one another, they understood that these Brahmins were becoming bewildered. So they somehow or other composed themselves. And Lord Chaitanya said that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sent me to come to meet you. Because of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's great kindness upon me, he has sent me to meet with you. And Ramananda Rai said, "Actually, it is because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has accepted me as his humble servant. He has sent you just to deliver me." And Lord Chaitanya said, "I am just a Mayavadi sannyasi. I do not know anything about the mellows of love, but just by touching you, I am experiencing love of Krishna." In this way, they exchange so many sweet words, praising one another. At that time, one Brahmin came to invite Lord Chaitanya to have prasad at his home. And Lord Chaitanya invited Ramananda Rai, "Let us meet here again in the evening." That evening, Ramananda Rai came. It's very, very special because today, at the holy place of Kavur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has installed footprints of Lord Chaitanya at the exact location where Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Rai sat for 10 days having this most famous historical conversation. Have any of you been there to Kavur? Someday we will take yatra to that place. On the banks of the beautiful river Godavari. Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Rai, "What is the ultimate goal of life?" And Ramananda Rai replied that one who executes his duties according to the occupational system of Varnashram Dharma for the purpose of purifying his heart and Krishna consciousness achieves the ultimate goal of life. And Lord Chaitanya, and then he explained so many examples. Lord Chaitanya said, "That is external. Tell me something higher." And Ramananda Rai continued that offering all one's results of activities to Krishna, that is the essence of perfection. And he quoted Bhagavad Gita, "Yat karoshi yat asnasi, yat juhoshi dadasi yat, yat tapasi asi komte yat tat kuru shamadharapana." All that you eat, all that you offer and give away, all austerities you perform should be done as an offering to me. Lord Chaitanya said, "That is also external. Tell me something more." And he explained that to give up varnashram is the essence of perfection. Sarva dharman purityajya mame kam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayi shami masucha. And Lord Chaitanya said, "That is good, but there is something more that you can tell me." And then he explained that devotional service, bhakti, that is mixed with empiric knowledge is the essence of perfection. And Lord Chaitanya, "Brahma bhuta prasanatma na sochati na kankshati samasaraveshu bhuteshu madhaktim labhate param." The one who hankers for nothing and laments for nothing, who is always situated in Brahman, he can engage in devotional service. Lord Chaitanya said, "That is external also. Please tell me something more." And he explained then, pure devotional service with no tinge of any desire for empiric knowledge, with no tinge of a desire for liberation or any material sense gratification for oneself, that is the essence of perfection. Lord Chaitanya said, "That is all right. But tell me something more." He continued that ecstatic love for Krishna is the essence of perfection. And that ecstatic love comes about when one has intense greed to hear about, to glorify, and to serve the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya asked him to continue, speak more. And he explains that some spontaneous love in the mood of servitude is the essence of perfection. To serve the Lord in a mood that you are the master and I am the servant, with no ambition for anything but the pleasure of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya requested him to speak more. Ramananda Rai continued to serve the Lord in spontaneous love in the mood of a friend, fraternal relation. Like the gopas, the cowherd boys in Vrindavan, even the greatest impersonalists, even the great demigods, even the greatest yogis, they cannot understand what kind of spiritual and pious activities that the gopas must have performed, that they are playing with Krishna as his most intimate loving friends in the planet of the groves of Vrindavan. Speak more. Spontaneous love in parental affection is the essence of perfection. Mother Yashoda, she loved Krishna so much, she could tie Krishna with ropes, and he was defeated by her love. Krishna was completely subordinate to her motherly love. Ah, that is very good, but speak something more. And then he began to explain that the ultimate essence of all perfections is the conjugal love, the madhurya ras of the gopis in Vrindavan. He explained how the gopis, their love for Krishna was so deep and so great that Krishna declared to them that I have such a debt to you for the purity of your surrender that there is no possibility of that I can repay this debt. I am eternally indebted to you for the pure nature of your love. And then he explained that just as in material existence, there is earth, water, fire, air, and ether, the five elements. And all the subtle elements are contained within the grosser elements. Within air is also ether. Within fire is air and ether. Within water is fire, air, and ether. And within earth is water, fire, air, and ether. Hare Krishna. Similarly, all the advanced rasas contain all the others. Within conjugal ras or madhurya ras is contained the essence of the perfection of the full realization of parental affection, fraternal affection, and pure love and servitude. So it is the fullest, highest, most intimate realization of perfection, which is only available to the gopis in Vrindavan. And Lord Chaitanya said, this is very good, but speak something more. And Ramananda Rai said, I am shocked you are asking this. There is no one in the whole world who could ever ask for something higher than this. But if you so desire to hear, he explained, amongst all the loving affairs of all of the gopis of Braja, the love of Srimati Radharani is the highest and the purest. And he explained how in Ras Lila, how Krishna left all the other gopis because the intimacy of the exchange of love he wanted to share with Srimati Radharani was not possible amongst them. Pure, unalloyed, spiritual love. Not like the love of this world. So Krishna left with Srimati Radharani, and all of the other gopis in the Ras Lila were praising that this particular gopi, Srimati Radhika Rani, she is the ultimate, most dear of all servants of Lord Krishna, because it is only her that could give the fullest, completest satisfaction to Krishna. She is Krishna's very pleasure potency. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this beautiful narration, he began to praise Ramananda Rai. And Ramananda Rai said, actually, I do not even know what I'm saying. I am just a parrot you are speaking through me. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, not like that. I'm a Mayavadi sannyasi. What do I know about this spiritual love? And Ramananda Rai continued that I am just a dancing puppet and you are making me dance. In fact, my tongue is just a stringed instrument and you are the musician making it vibrate all these sounds. Anyways, they had beautiful, beautiful discussion where Lord Chaitanya was inquiring into the very, very confidential subject of the qualities and characteristics of Radha and Krishna. And for every day, for 10 days, on the bank of the Godavari, there was a beautiful dialogue of questions and answers between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Rai. And on one day, Ramananda Rai spoke to Lord Chaitanya. He said, I could understand that you are the combined incarnation of Radha and Krishna. At one moment I am seeing a beautiful blackish cowherd boy playing on his flute with a threefold bending form. And in another moment I am seeing that you are like a beautiful golden doll in the form of Sri Radharani. Please do not hide your true nature any longer. And at that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed the beautiful truth of himself. Ramananda Rai saw right before his eyes the darshan of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. He saw Srimati Radharani and Krishna standing together and how both of them combined in the one form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Ramananda Rai saw this darshan, in ecstasy of love, he fell unconscious. And with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own loving hand, he lifted him up and embraced him. And he told Ramananda Rai that no one has ever seen this darshan before. You should know that I am Krishna, but I was longing to experience the love of Srimati Radharani. So in order for me to experience it, I have taken the complexion and the Mahabhav of Srimati Radharani. I am the absolute truth, Krishna Bhagavan, enjoying the bliss and ecstasy of himself through the love of his eternal pleasure potency, Srimati Radharani. But please do not allow anyone in the world to hear what you have seen. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invited Ramananda Rai to please come to Jagannath Puri. He said, the love that we have for each other should not be separated. I cannot live without you. He said, please resign from your position as governor under the king and come to Jagannath Puri, where for the rest of our lives we can simply enjoy hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. And Ramananda Rai very happily accepted that invitation. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that the wonderful story of Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Rai is so sweet. It is Lord Chaitanya is compared to condensed milk, and Ramananda Rai is compared to camphor. And when they are mixed together, it is very nice, very sweet. Lord Chaitanya somehow or other parted with his eternal associate, Sri Ramananda Rai, and continued his beautiful travel.